This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. North American cities have their applications in, all trying to win that competition to host the retailer Amazon's second headquarters, Amazon HQ2. As we continue to follow that story, a report today from the region that already has HQ number one, Seattle. Anna Boyko-Wyrock takes a look today on one downstream success of having Amazon around the restaurants.
Around 6 p.m., people flood out of South Lake Union. The neighborhood has become the heart of Amazon in Seattle. It's changed a lot since the company moved in almost a decade ago. Now it's full of gleaming office buildings and tech workers. But they're not spending their income on fancy dinners close to work. Like others on the street, Amazon employee Amber Lee is going home for the day.
It's not very convenient for me to go out and eat here. I'd rather just go somewhere closer to my home.
The neighborhood empties out at night. And some restaurant owners found the market didn't meet their expectations. There's Vestal, which recently closed. The hearth here is cold, but the smoky smell lingers. Chef and owner Josh Henderson.
The worst thing is having an empty restaurant and then trying to keep your staff motivated and energized. It's a soul-sucking experience.
His takeout chicken shop and bar in South Lake Union also closed last year, joining other shuttered restaurants that served seafood, Brazilian steaks, and luxuries like foie gras mousse. Lunchtime is a different story. On neighborhood streets, workers with blue Amazon badges pass by with takeout boxes. Henderson says that's the demand.
Quick, under 15 bucks.
Three blocks up is Flying Fish. James Beard award-winning chef Chris Keff moved her restaurant here in 2010.
You could come in and get all the things you would get in a fancy restaurant without feeling like you're in a fancy restaurant.
But because Kef was just breaking even, she sold the restaurant. She says diners didn't show up as expected.
And that's the thing about when you build a whole new neighborhood with Class A office buildings is that the space is quite expensive to rent. So you depend on having business at most times of the day.
Now semi-retired, she manages all the food at Seattle University, a few miles away, including a lot of hash browns. Still, citywide, dining is a growth industry. Across Seattle, the number of restaurants grew 15% from 2010 to last year. In Seattle, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for Marketplace.